came to
him. All right, welcome back to Political Talk with KD. I bet y'all thought I was gone, but guess what? We're here again. You guys, I know the first thing y'all gonna say is like, what is he doing in his car? So you guys have never met my car. Me and my car is called Cocaine. His name is Cocaine. I've been with him about 2 years now. Yeah, it's a great car. But we are here for better things today. I wouldn't even say better things. I'm just here to enlighten you guys like I always do. So welcome back to Political Talk with KD for the 12th time. Today I am in District 79 once again, because that's where we are. Yeah. The other night I was talking, and I was just looking on Twitter, and then I started looking on TikTok. Then I seen this video.
One more time, and she did it.
So y'all gonna take this opportunity from her?
She took it from her because she didn't get up in time.
She's a child. She's
so
a senior.
They. So are they.
She's so a child.
They.
She's a senior.
So are they.
She's going through. You don't understand what she's going through.
And
I had to drive all the way from Pine Bluff, Arkansas to come all the way here.
Yes, ma'am.
To get her a ride here.
Knew what time we left.
She don't have a vehicle or anything, so you know remorse. So she can't.
And it was planned ahead, and so you had all that time to plan. So I'm sorry. That's not an excuse.
She made it to rehearsal before y'all even started.
She didn't make it where she was supposed to, where it's mandatory to be.
So she can't walk. She really finished school way before time. Honor roll student, and she can't walk.
That's correct.
Because she didn't make it to the school to get on the bus in time, but she made it here at the same time that you all made it.
That is correct. Yes.
Okay, and who can I speak to this over you? And what's your name?
My name is Todd Edwards. I'm the principal at the high school.
Okay, and who can I speak to this over you?
Anybody, you can talk to Angie Dissinger, secondary superintendent.
Angie who?
Dissinger.
Dissinger, okay.
You want her phone number?
Mm-hmm.
501-847-5600.
5600. Okay, Todd Edwards. Okay.
How did y'all, like, I couldn't even fathom, y'all, I could not even fathom the fact that the mom was, like, so frustrated and aggressive, like, and I understand. And this, my thing is, from my point is, like, I work in a juvenile, so we're always lenient with our kids. We're always giving our kids a second chances because normal kids don't usually get second chances. I would think, I don't know, y'all. Like, rules are rules, and they are set in place. But the way that he was acting, it was a power trip. And when you get on a power trip, you're going to always find yourself getting into it with somebody. A win is a win. She's graduated. She's out of your school. Why didn't you just let it go? But my thing is, if you want to reach out, because we can talk about the situation, because I let you guys see what was going on. But I'm not the type, y'all just know, y'all don't see me be out and everything. I'm not the type that'll sit here and talk about it, not knowing that I'm not, you know, helping. You are able to give complaints. You should have solutions. If you don't have solutions, you are simply just talking. Like, and that's not what I do. I reached out to I tried to call them first. They didn't answer. I called about six times. Y'all know I love calling. Go to my Instagram page on KDEE Political Talk, and y'all see, I make my concerns known. But I messaged the administration, and I emailed them, and I'll go ahead and put that up. We'll put that up. So, yeah, I messaged them and emailed them, you guys, because it's our concern. Like, I feel like that's my child. Even though I don't have a child, I don't have kids, I feel empathy and sympathy for that situation, because like I would want to graduate, and I know that I had hardships too. I had things going on that could have made me late for my graduation. Like, you just never know. My thing is, I feel like people in high positions, especially older people, like they're on this power trip. They're on thinking that people want to, you know, hurt them. So I get why they feel like that they have to be so leader, you gonna do what I say. But especially in this society, I get it. But at the same time, chill, principal. It's not that deep. Like, it's not that deep. I get it. Rules are rules. But sorry, she's on the honor roll. Let her graduate. So what I'm pretty much saying is, y'all, I want you guys to reach out also to the Bryan School District and just ask some questions. Like, is that y'all disciplinary process? Like, maybe moving forward, y'all should change some things, because I believe eventually, especially with learns going on, y'all school district about to be gone anyway. You don't need to be worried about graduation ceremonies and people being late. You need to be worried about how are you going to pay your teachers next semester. Yeah. Because your school board said they didn't have no money. Am I wrong? Am I lying? Am I lying? Okay. Yeah. I'm not lying. Y'all was just saying a month ago, y'all didn't have the money to pay for y'all teachers and y'all didn't know how y'all was going to pay for them. So keep coming up with them 190-day contracts and let people graduate. And you guys, this video will be up by Friday. So today's Wednesday. So it'll be up by Friday. So make sure when it's up by Friday, you guys, make sure you're calling the school district. Make sure that you're emailing them. And like I said, we just put it up so you can go like Corbin back and see like their all their emails. Or I'll just put it at the end of the video. I think that's better. I'll put it at the end of the video. So if y'all want to see it, y'all can email them too. Because our concerns matter, you guys. The superintendent, the school board elects the superintendent. My thing is, I know that this just it's recent, but school boards, when things happen like this, they need to be the first person to speak on it. I feel like that's what we elected you for. Like, you know, again, it does fall under the superintendent. That's, you know, his school. He does hire the principals along with the school board. But I just feel like in this matter, they should say something. Like, and the fact that they are not saying anything says enough. Like, I emailed about 12 people and I still haven't got an email back yet. That's concerning, you know, because it shows that y'all are only responding back to what you feel comfortable doing, which it should be everything when it involves a child. I feel like the school board should speak out. I feel like the superintendent should say something. I definitely felt like the principal could have just handled that matter himself. He could have, like I said, a win is a win. She's an honor roll student and she's there. And you didn't have to bring her. She wasn't on your bus. My thing is, I got bigger problems I'm out here dealing with in the juvenile. Those problems that you're dealing with, sir, I'm talking to the principal, just in case you're watching this. But I'm talking to you, sir, for real, because you need to get off of that power trip. And my thing is, y'all probably like, he's just up here talking. Y'all, elected officials really do be keeping up with all these blogs, all these podcasts, especially mine. They be keeping up. I promise you they do. Like, and the thing is, I bet some people be looking at me like crazy, but if y'all would see some of the emails that I randomly get, some of the texts that I randomly get, some of the conversations when I go out and even at my job that I have, people are watching. Why I say that is, if you're thinking about right now while you're watching this podcast, if you're thinking about starting a podcast, hey, don't let me hold you back. And let's make this clear. I am the blueprint of Political Talk with KD. I am the blueprint of talking about politics with young generations in Arkansas. I am the blueprint. That's me. That's me. Y'all see somebody else doing it? Because I don't see nobody else doing it. It's just me. That's me. The thing I cannot say is I did not make up YouTube. I didn't make up a podcast. I didn't make up this little mic thing, you know, that I'm talking through. I didn't make that. So it's on the market for you. I can't corner the market off of something that I didn't make. Now, Political Talk with KD, talking about politics, I did make that. Yeah. I'm the blueprint. I inspire you. Make sure you guys reach out. I know that the post like on TikTok that we just seen, she also put in the comments that her daughter is supposed to graduate this Saturday. And if I'm not mistaken, 18, that'll be the 21st, the 20th. That'll be the 20th if that's Saturday. The 20th of May, she's graduating, you guys. So we still have time to send those emails in, to call the school, putting your concern. And when you're putting in your concern, you guys, don't be yelling at them. I know that I make my concerns all the time, but I don't be aggressive with them. I don't curse them out or anything. I express my concern, hang up, keep it moving, push it up. I put an email through, even if it's an essay, I keep it moving, you know, because I just want to express my concern because it's my right, you know. But I don't want to make somebody feel like I'm attacking them, or I don't, you know, I just don't want it to be a bad situation. So you guys call, make your concern, be polite, be professional, and let's help this baby graduate, because I want to see her graduate. I don't even know her name, but I want to see her graduate, and let's hold Bryant High School, Arkansas, accountable, even though
they worried about paying their teachers right now.
Welcome back again, like I said. Guys, thank you for tuning in. We got more episodes coming, you guys. This summer, also another thing. You guys, I was just looking at my Instagram on KDEE Political Talk, and I seen, like, you know, my growth within my lives, you know? And it was a moment that I was really proud of myself, because when I used to do lives, like, the first person I did live was Shawanda Jenkins. Shawanda Jenkins is one of my coworkers who turned into my lifelong friend. And you guys, I was so nervous, but she did it with me. My second live was with Tiana Glover. And you guys, Tiana, like, she was a natural at it. But I have to do it a couple of times, and I've did it a couple of times now, and I'm just more comfortable and more transparent with talking. I even see now at work, like, I go more in depth with conversations. Like, I like talking. So thank you guys for tuning in with Political Talk with KD. Rock with me and stay with me, and let's keep this thing going.